WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm TV critic David Bianculli, editor of the website TV Worth Watching, sitting in for Terry Gross.
Okay, Leon?
Yeah.
I'm not sure about this part where I say I want to be president for all Americans. I mean, do I? You know? All of them?
Yeah. How about real Americans?
Oh, yeah, that's good. And okay. Then we can figure out what I mean later.
This weekend, after 7 seasons and 17 Emmys so far, we say goodbye to HBO's Veep, the hilarious Beltway comedy starring Julia Louis-Dreyfus as Selina Meyer, an aggressively ambitious politician surrounded by sycophants, rivals, and power players. Veep was created by Armando Iannucci and has Frank Rich as one of its executive producers, so it's no surprise that Veep, from the start, has been astoundingly smart about its political satire and characters. But what's been amazingly and increasingly satisfying about this show is just how fast and furiously its humor is delivered. The laughs per minute quota on Veep is off the charts. And the most truly democratic thing about Veep is that every character is capable of saying something hilarious at any time, and usually at warp speed, so you have to listen closely to catch it all. And the cast, a deep bench group that includes Gary Cole, Anna Chlumsky, Kevin Dunn, Timothy Simons, and Matt Walsh, is a delight no matter who's on screen or who's making fun of whom. When Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Tony Hale share the screen as Selina and her do-anything adoring assistant Gary, there's a special type of comedy magic, as in this scene from the current final season.
God, I know what I want to say, but I can't find the words.
What if you talk and I type? How about that? You just say it
yes.
out loud and then I'll just type
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah, let's try that.
Okay. Great. Oh, this is fun.
Well, from the time I was a girl.
From the time I was a pretty girl.
No, not pretty girl.
No.
From the time I was a girl.
Oh, but you're so pretty.
I know. But anyway, I have fought.
Oh, good. Good.
Every day.
So good.
To make America.
A very good place.
Now, don't finish my sentences.
I thought that's where you're going.
You don't know where I'm going.
To the White House.
You know what I would like to tell people, but obviously I can't.
No, stay here.
I should be president.
Yep.
Because it is my goddamn turn. I was the game changer.
Yep.
I took a dump on the glass ceiling, and I shaved my muff in the sink of the old boys' club. But for 3 years, Hughes kept me chained to a radiator in some basement in Cleveland. Mm. So, as far as I'm concerned, America owes me an 8-year stay in the White House, and this time, I want a war.
Yes! All right. Do you want me to read that back?
Oh, we can't use any of that. I mean, it sounds like I'm shouting from a balcony in Munich.
Like a Vita.
That's a scene from the current and final season of Veep, the HBO comedy series satirizing presidential politics. Our first guest today, Veep's showrunner, David Mandel, is a writer, director, and executive producer of the show. Season 5 was his first running Veep. He took over from British writer-director Armando Iannucci. Mandel formerly wrote for Saturday Night Live, Seinfeld, and Curb Your Enthusiasm. On screen, there have been some transfers of power as well. Selina Meyer began the series as vice president, hence the title, but in season 4, the president resigned and Meyer took over. Hoping to stay in the role she inherited, she ran for president in the next election. Season 4 ended in an electoral college tie. Terry Gross spoke to David Mandel in 2016. That was during season 5, which focused on the behind-the-scenes calculations and backstabbing as Meyer and her staff tried to win a recount in Nevada and a congressional vote to break the Electoral College tie. There's a moment where it seems that as a result of arcane rules, her vice presidential running mate, Tom James, may be named president. And although he's become Meyer's rival, she would want a job in his administration. Tom James is played by Hugh Laurie.
So, Tom, let's be real. You're going to be an accidental president.
Pot kettle.
I'm here to offer my help in making this transition of power as smooth as possible by joining
your administration.
Well, strangely enough, I was thinking along the same lines.
Okay, fantastic. I'll tell you what I want. I want Secretary of State, because I think that's the least you can do.
I was thinking Vice President.
That's literally the least you can do. And I really want Secretary of State.
Vice President.
Come on. Secretary of State.
Vice President Myers. Got a nice familiar ring to it.
No, it doesn't.
Vice President, take it or leave it.
I wouldn't be your Veep if there were a grassy knoll full of Jodie Foster fans in the front row at your inauguration.
That's a clip from Veep. David Mendel, welcome to Fresh Air.
And thank you very much. And congratulations on finding a clip from Veep that you can actually play on the air legally without getting fined
there
by the
so
FCC.
There's so much cursing. There's so much incredibly creative cursing and insulting on your show.
We try.
So, you know, do you think vice presidential candidates and vice presidents consider that to be a really bad job?
I don't think anybody loves the job. I think there's a long history of people really, really not liking the job. And I think even when they think they like the job, like I bet there were a couple of years in there where Al Gore was sort of thinking to himself, this is a pretty good job. We're getting along great. This guy lets me do a lot of stuff. And then one day it was like, oh, God. Monica Lewinsky. Oh, God, now I'm running. Oh, God, now. And starts to reevaluate what he thought he liked about it. It's a thankless task.
Dick Cheney seemed to have a lot of power in the job.
Yeah, but he didn't seem happy. Maybe that's just him.
Maybe he never seems happy.
I don't know. Maybe that was smiling for him and it was just really creepy. I don't know.
So when you took over as the showrunner of season 5, there was a crazy cliffhanger from season 4, which I can't even begin to explain. So I'm going to ask you, I'm going to throw the ball to you and ask you about the political cliffhanger.
Season 4, which was kind of part of the reason I took the job, by the way, and I'll loop back to that in a second. But basically, Armando and his team ended the season with Selena running for president against the opposite party by a candidate, a senator by the name of Bill O'Brien. And so it was her and her vice presidential nominee, Tom James, versus O'Brien and his vice presidential nominee, Montez. And basically, it ended in a statistically possible but never happened since the 1800s, an electoral college tie, which basically meant that the election would be decided by the House of Representatives. The sort of wonderful corner that Armando kind of wrote the show into, for me, creatively, it was sort of, you know, it's pretty good to be asked to come in and take over Veep. That's pretty good on any day. But then sort of this puzzle was sort of the added lore, at least to me. So I was very excited about it.
So let's hear how the scene actually sounded when it played out on TV. And this is Selena Meyer's staff trying to figure out what happens if the election ends in a tie in the electoral vote, as it looks like it's about to do. So they all go on to Google, basically, to see what they're supposed to do, like what happens next, what the protocol is. So here's the scene from Veep.
It's the 12th Amendment.
I have 20th Amendment.
What? Why are there so many amendments? Get it right the first time, people.
It's actually both. 12th is superseded by the 20th. They give the House until January 20th to elect the president.
Each state gets one vote. First candidate to 26 is the new president, and the Senate chooses the VP.
Well, it's a close election with a ton of House races too close to call. What happens if it's a tie in the House?
Right.
Is it a dance-off?
Well, vice president-elect becomes president. Whoever the Senate has picked for VP will be president.
Wait, that means...
That Tom...
What?
...could be the president.
I had literally no idea. It's good to be prepared.
Wait, so you mean that I might lose this election to my vice president?
Season was. And then once I know where I'm going, then I can kind of, you know, get there in an interesting way. And definitely some of the path of how we got there changed, especially when I, you know, was able to put together a writing team and we were able to add even more stuff. But very initially, I guess the easiest way of putting it is I had decided for myself that she needed to lose the election. I felt that the thing that Selena Meyer wants most on all the world is to be elected president of the United States. She was president for a year, but she was not elected. That was the thing that meant the most to her. And I sort of felt like the character would be ruined if the character got what she wanted. And then I started to figure out, well, who should she lose to? And the obvious answer initially was, you know, to Tom James. She should be her vice president. That's the most insulting thing. And this man who, you know, she sort of had this sort of interesting past with. And I think Julia, as an actress, responds to the more we can kind of dump on her. And I started to think to myself that even worse than losing to your own vice president would be losing to another woman, so that another woman would become the first elected president of the United States, even though elected in this crazy situation. And once I kind of locked in on the idea that that was the worst thing that could happen to Selena, I kind of knew where I was going. And then the rest of it was just sort of filling in the journey.
David Mandel speaking to Terry Gross in 2016. He's the showrunner and executive producer of Veep, the HBO comedy that concludes its seventh and final season this Sunday. More after a break. This is Fresh Air. This is Fresh Air. Let's get back to Terry's interview with David Mandel, the executive producer of Veep. Terry spoke with him in 2016. One of the topics they discussed had less to do with politics than with Selena Meyer's personal relationships. Specifically, how she relates or doesn't to both her daughter and her mother.
So the vice president termed president, played by Julia Louis-Dreyfus, not only doesn't get along with her daughter, she never got along with her mother. And in this past season, her mother was gravely ill, on life support, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus was called to the bedside to decide whether they should take her off life support or what they should do. And she's kind of torn up about it, you know, tormented about what the right choice is. But really, she's thinking about the recount that's going on and what's going to happen with the presidential election, because her ability to stay as president hangs in the balance. And so as she is worried about her mother being gravely ill and what's happening with the recount, her aide, played by Gary Cole, his name in the series is Kent Davidson, takes her aside for a private talk. Let's play that scene.
I don't know if this provides any solace, but ever since your mother's health setback was announced, there has been an outpouring of support that has driven up your favorables.
I'm talking about pulling the plug on my mother here. How's a half a percentage point in the polls supposed to sweeten that biscuit?
More like double digits.
Really?
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
But just out of curiosity, if I were to, you know, would that end?
There is a possibility of a shorter-lived but numerically greater outpouring. If you will, a death bump.
Really?
Was it your idea to come up with the expression a death bump?
I believe that was the writer's. Death bump was their terminology, but I'll take a little credit in the sense of this was something I definitely wanted to do this season, which was dig into who these people were a little bit, that this very personal thing with this mother who she's not sort of close to would come up, and that she would be very much not caring and yet caring.
So in Veep, there's a character named Jonah who's not very bright, who's been an aide, but this past season, he runs for Congress and makes one gaffe after another. And he's using, without permission, the Tom Petty song, I Won't Back Down, as
Correct.
His campaign theme. And then Tom Petty gets in touch saying, I didn't authorize this. I do not want to be associated with your campaign. You cannot use.
They had a number of cease and desists, including a couple of preemptive notes from other artists saying, in case you're thinking of using our music, don't use our music. Yes.
I love that, because that happens so much now that a candidate will, you know, appropriate a piece of music, and then the artist who made it will go like, no, you don't. I hate your campaign and everything you stand for.
You know, we did a line with Selena where when she was in her mother's hospital room and she's hearing this Tim McGraw song that is Meemaw, that's her mother's favorite song, and she's hearing it and she sort of says something along the lines of, the election's over. I don't have to pretend to like country music anymore. Sometimes with these campaign songs, I just wish they would play a song they actually listen to and like. And by the way, I will also point out, we actually had to ask Tom Petty if it was okay that we used the song for Jonah, you know, version of the, you know, the world sort of meeting, reality meeting fiction.
So you started your TV writing career on Seinfeld.
No, actually, my first job, oddly enough, out of college was at Comedy Central when Al Franken in 1992 hosted comedy coverage of the Democratic and Republican convention. It was called Indecision 92. So that was my actually first real job. And then from there, at the end of that summer, after we'd covered the two conventions, which was really fun, Al put in a word for me at Saturday Night Live. So really, I guess my first year-long job was I was at Saturday Night Live for 3 years and then moved to Seinfeld.
So doing a comic take on the Republican and Democratic convention sounds like great training for doing Veep.
Yes. No, it was amazing training. And by the way, you know, also Saturday Night Live, you know, one of the things, and, you know, I was a lifelong fan of the show, but then working at Saturday Night Live and working with Al Franken, you know, some of my favorite stuff that we ever got to do was the political stuff. You know, back in, I guess it would have been 93, right before the inauguration, Al and I wrote a sketch that still puts a smile on my face, which was, Phil Hartman as Bill Clinton. Remember when Clinton was jogging everywhere in D.C. before the inauguration, and he kind of ran into it was him, Clinton, into McDonald's, and then explaining the Somalia situation by eating food off people's plates and explaining the warlords and stuff. So doing the political stuff was just a blast and a half on Saturday Night Live. And, you know, it's different because it was a little bit more timely, a little bit more parody. Obviously, you're doing the real life characters, but yeah, all amazing training for this Veep thing that I didn't know was coming in some ways.
So having worked with Julia Louis-Dreyfus on Seinfeld and now working with her on Veep, do you see...
And Curb, by the way.
Right,
we did the season of the Seinfeld reunion on Curb, so that was fun too.
Right, but watching her play a really different character than Elaine on Seinfeld,
yep.
Do you see things that she's capable of that you wouldn't even necessarily have known about from Seinfeld?
She was brilliant as Elaine on Seinfeld. I mean, there's just no question about it. And I always sort of say she just sort of ruined actresses for me. My partners, Jeff Alec and I, even when we were sort of making our little Eurotrip teen comedy, there were moments when we would talk to, you know, one of our actresses on there, and we would basically steal like one of Julia's moves and sort of teach it to them, like do it like this. That's because that's how Julia Louis-Dreyfus would do it. I think the Elaine character was obviously brilliant. I think the fun of with Selena perhaps a little more is that, you know, just like we can stretch her into these sort of new depths of behavior. How horrible can she be? Where is that line? What would she do? How embarrassed can we get her that we kind of relish in? I mean, it's sort of, you know, half the, you know, it's like, what's the reason to kill, you know, Selena's mother? Well, it's to see how Julia will react to that. Do you know what I mean? So the scene, for example, in that episode where she actually does ultimately pull the plug and her mother dies in front of her, and then she gets the news that they won a hearing in Nevada, so the vote count's going to go ahead and she has a chance now to win Nevada, where she gets really excited by the news, and then her daughter comes in and she has to tell her daughter, your grandmother's dead, but also good news from Nevada. I could watch Julia do that on a loop 24 hours a day for the rest of my life. It was so uncomfortable and oddly sad and yet hilarious all at the same time. And there's just nobody on earth that can do all of that at once. And she just wows me regularly. And by the way, it just inspires me as a writer, because then I start to think like, well, what next? And that, you know, what can I do to her next in a good way?
David Mandel, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. Really fun.
David Mandel speaking to Terry Gross in 2016. He's the showrunner and executive producer of HBO's Veep, which concludes its run on HBO this Sunday.
Okay. No. She's gone, Madam President. Okay. My condolences.
Can I just have a moment?
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, why don't you check your phones? Sounds like you shoplifted a bunch of vibrators.
The Nevada State Supreme Court issued a temporary stay of certification. The count will continue.
My prayer works! Yes.
Maybe! Wow. Maybe!
You wanted help from above. Here it is.
Yeah, it's fantastic!
What's going on? What's everyone cheering about? Is Nemo better?
Catherine! I thought you were here.
No, I went to get coffee. I asked you if you wanted anything.
No, I didn't hear you say that.
Wait, she's gone? You pulled the plug without me?
It wasn't a plug. It was a ventilator tube that they just...
Ooh. Oh, darling. Oh, honey. No. Mima didn't know you weren't here, honey. She's brain dead. Baby doll, she was brain dead.
We got good news.
About Nevada.
Wait, what?
We got good news from Nevada.
Mom?
I'm gonna step out.